Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. We're talking today with our great friend, Promises Bach, and she is with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Marketing Communications Director. Promise, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here today. We appreciate the time as always. Got a bunch of fun things to get into, so we're going to dive right into it. And we're starting with networking at night.
Yeah, so Networking at Night is a monthly event that is hosted by a member business. So our next one is May 19th at Our House Senior Living from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are going to be having bingo there. It's an activity that'll get people to interact with each other, and the first four people who bring their bingo cards up to the raffle desk will get a pair of Rafters tickets for completing that challenge. This one's really, it's a great event for our member businesses to make connections and network with other member businesses in the area. If you're not a member business, this is free for, you know, those that are interested in joining the chamber, kind of get your toes in the water a little bit there and start meeting people and see what things are all about. So it's free to attend. We're going to have raffles, we're going to have snacks, it's going to be great. So just so everybody knows, this one's going to be at Our House Senior Living and their 16th Street South location.
I love the location. I love doing something over there and more, even more events like that at our living centers and giving them, for lack of a better word, some action, some stuff going on and everything. That can always be a lot of fun. And that's great. It also, the other, like I always think with the events like this, where we talk a lot about synergy or being able to this business being able to communicate and stuff, but also the other just organic conversations that can happen and information that can be shared and stuff, along with, of course, the friendships that could be made and the amount of other things that happen. I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, and over the years, I've just heard so many stories of people like, oh, I never knew so-and-so, and now we're, you know, Facebook friends, and we're talking all the time, and there's so many layers to an event like this that I love that you guys do. And certainly, business-wise, if you're a business out there, this is a wonderful opportunity to, like you said, put your, you know, test the water, see what how it feels and everything, and see what the chamber can do for you, and I almost guarantee you are going to be a member. I can't imagine the percentage of people that try this out and then become chamber members. I would bet on that. I would bet on a high percentage. Is this one of those events that even if whether a member or not, you should register for, or just show up, Promise?
Just show up for this one. It's pretty casual and laid back. Most of the times we just gather around, you know, food and drinks and chat with each other and, you know, mingle about the room. And, you know, last time we had it at El Cafe, there was quite a few new faces there, so it was really great being able to introduce other members to, like, you know, some of the members that show up regularly. You know, it's a great event to attend.
This is also a popular event to everybody, so if you're a business out there hearing this and you're like, oh, that sounds really cool, we want to be in on this, we thought of that too at the studio, get in line. There's a long list, and that's I say that with love and respect, because it just shows how much we as a community love this event and everything. We're looking forward to more and more of these. Join us for Networking at Night, May 19th, 5 to 7 over at Our House Senior Living at 2941 16th Street South, right here in Rapids. Got another Coffee with the Chamber coming up too, Promise.
Yep, so this Coffee with the Chamber is our big one. It covers our Wood County Economic Development Update, so there's going to be multiple speakers at it covering different topics, like, you know, my boss, Stacey Keevy, will be there covering, you know, updates from the Chamber. Extension Wood County will be there, the Wood County Planning and Zoning. There'll be updates with broadband updates from Marianne Lippert, updates from child caring, Wood County Health Department. This one is kind of, it got really big because there was such an interest in, you know, hearing all these updates. And I think we do this once or twice a year. And it got so large last time that we're no longer able to house it in the chamber boardroom. So we moved it over to the Wood County Jail Courthouse, their new boardroom over there. So this is on May 28th from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the county boardroom at the Wood County Jail. Which is, have you been inside there yet? It's beautiful.
No, I haven't been in, but I've seen the pictures, and I know it feels so weird to say, but it is. It is. They did a really, really good job with that. And it's such a it's such a gift, really, when you think about it. Now, Sheriff Becker and I and Lance Plimmel and I, we've talked about that new jail endlessly before the getting the funding to the point of it being made to where we are now.
Yeah.
So I don't want to repeat information here necessarily or anything, but this was something that needed to be done. It's for the safety of our officers and the clients and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But the add-ons that can happen from this, like you guys being able to there, or other businesses, nonprofits being able to use that space, it's such a good use of space. It's such a smart use of space, and it's a really nice building. That's what I'm hearing. So that's all understandable. I remember in the years you guys have been doing this and how this has grown. To see how this has grown is really cool. It also speaks to how important the event is and how much it means to people and the information here. Almost every one of these guests, actually, I think every single one of the guests have been on the Rapids Report with us at one point or another. And every one of them, great speakers, very intelligent, really know what they're talking about. What an opportunity to be able to hear from one of these individuals, let alone all of them, and you don't have to leave the room.
Right.
They're just right there. It's coming. The information's coming to you. All you got to do is show up. Is this one of those ones that we need to register for, Promise?
Yes, this one is registration is free for chamber members, but we do need that registration to track how much coffee we should get.
But it's very important. I'm not kidding. It's very important.
And then if you're not a member, I think it's like a minimal fee of like $10 to register. This one is it's really great if you're, you know, a business member in the area and you want updates in all of these different areas that can impact your business. You know, I never really thought about how childcare can impact a company, you know, so and then there's an issue with that in the area. So this is if you have concerns with that or have other concerns with like planning and zoning, this is a great one to sit in on and just, you know, even have questions, you can jump in and ask questions too while you're there.
You know, every one of these people you can reach by email or phone and that. But again, how often are you going to have just right face to face being able to ask these questions and get that information that much quicker? Well, also, again, every one of these individuals, great talkers, great at not only public speaking, but the information they have. I do want to thank each one of those individuals for doing this and taking the time to be a part of it. Because, again, the information is so impactful.
Right.
If people do want to register, Promise, how can they do that?
They can go online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
And we, one of our favorite times of the year, we all love summer around here and everything, but it's in part because of the events that we have. And a couple of key ones in particular really stand out in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch by the River has been one of our more favorite popular events in this area for a very long time. And it's something that in recent years we've been so spoiled and happy to be a part of at the studios here.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to another great year of Lunch by the River.
Yeah. Lunch by the River is just right around the corner.
Yeah.
Summer came up really fast this year, it feels like.
So
Lunch by the River kicks off June 5th, and it happens every Thursday until August 28th. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Down in the Veterans Memorial Park. There's going to be food trucks, entertainment. There's going to be sponsor booths there, so you can stop by their booths and learn more about their company and grab some of their swag. We will also have an informational table down there about upcoming chamber events and how you can get involved in the community with us. There's going to be different sponsor booths each day, but it's free to attend, and that we do have a huge like community following that goes to it almost every Thursday, it seems. It's one of our bigger community events that we host all summer long. So it's like and one of our most popular days is like the kids stuff the bus day. I'm always fascinated and marveled by how many people come to support that cause. So there'll be other causes throughout the summer to check out as well.
I know that so many great nonprofits and organizations are going to be a part of it, where Terry and I from the United Way talk a lot about Stuff the Desk and this, and we're collecting school supplies right now, everybody. And then eventually they're going to need you know, some volunteers to help putting those in backpacks and everything. I know that the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, the HOPO, is going to be down there performing, and there's so many great things and so much stuff that you don't even know about yet. It hasn't even been released yet. And all of that being said, Veterans Park is beautiful. Yep. Any chance to be down there is awesome, mm-hmm. whether it's the 4th of July fireworks or it's lunch by the river.
Yeah.
And it's another great opportunity for so many of our local food businesses or food trucks to sell their items and reach out to the audience and let people know, hey, we're here. You should try this. You know, I think about, I hate to say one because I'm not going to mention all of them, but there's certain ones that stand out to me that, man, they've been at this for a long time now. They've been doing this for a while. And so much of the success, they would tell you, comes from lunch by the river and being seen by so many people that they wouldn't have otherwise.
I know. And Lacey really worked on expanding the area for the food trucks. So I know we're going to have a couple of new ones. One of them I'm really excited about. So, deal with cheese curds.
It sounds great. I know you guys can't see her, but Promise is lighting up right now. She's fighting so hard to not say what it is. We'll find out on one future episode or something like that. And real soon, because again, Lunch by the River is kicking off June 5th, so it's right around the corner.
Yes.
Food trucks, entertainment going to be down there. And have different sponsored booths, as Promise was saying. This is free to attend, everybody.
Yep.
Promise, are you guys all booked as far as entertainment and food trucks and everything?
We have one date open left for entertainment. That's August 14th. So if you're interested in, you know, performing down there, showcasing some of the skills that you have, we have a variety of people going down there this year. We have like an orchestra, the mariachi band. I know the Creepers Car Club is going to be down there one of those dates. So August 14th is the last date available for entertainment. And then we have a couple of days open for co-sponsorships. I don't remember those dates right off the top of my head. But
you can reach out to the gang at the chamber and find out more. Go to their website. I encourage you to go to wisconsinrabbitschamber.com. Not only can find all the information that Promise and I are talking about, but register for certain events or just reach out to them for more. And as we wrap up, it's the big one. The Cranberry Blossom Festival. It's the signature, I believe, the signature event in this area. That's just my opinion. It's just what I say. But I really feel like I'm not alone on that one. It's such a cool, big event. And it brings, the reason I call it that is, yes, the popularity and how much people enjoy it. And yet you got people from towns over coming to this one.
Yeah.
But it just is such a great job of bringing literally everybody in the community together.
Yes.
It really does its best to try to do that. And I don't think there's a lot of events that can really say that. I think this one really does a great job of it.
Yeah. So nothing says summertime in Wisconsin Rapids like the Cranberry Blossom Festival. They have multiple, you know, activities in various locations throughout Wisconsin Rapids. But for the Chamber, we host the Cranberry Blossom Festival Vendor Fair. So that's happening on June 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it'll be located downtown Wisconsin Rapids on West Grand Avenue, where it's been every single year.
Yeah.
I think we're planning on a little bit, like right around 100 booths this year, and we're bringing in more food trucks. So we're kind of trying to expand it. Yeah, I know. It's getting huge. And I can't believe a little team of 5 can like coordinate this sometimes.
You guys are amazing over there, by the way.
Registration for vendor booths and food trucks is now open. So if you're interested in being down there this year, I'd highly, highly recommend getting in there, because as we grow, spacing is becoming more limited. You know, we have to get those permits in for those roads and things like that. So if you're interested in being down there with your vendor booth or your food truck, please reach out to Lacey Alling at 715-422-4859. And then we also have a few sponsorships left available too. So that's a great way of getting your name out to the masses this summer. Your logo will be on all of our flyers, all of our social media. There'll be mentions of your sponsorship in our lives. It just goes on and on.
And keep in mind, this year's theme is Blast from the Past. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. That just screams nostalgia to me. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And seeing the floats and everything and all of this, they're already getting excited about it.
Yeah.
Encourage you to find out more by reaching out to Promise and the team over there. Promise, if they want to reach you specifically, how can they do that?
They can give me a call at 715-422-4856 or shoot me an email at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
And of course, again, the website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com, bookmark it, keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing. They got a great events tab that I encourage you to check out. But along with that, there's a workforce and economic development tabs that have a ton of great information on there, especially if you're new to the area. It's one of the major things that I recommend to anybody new in the area.
Yes.
Check out the Chamber's website, get up to date on things right away. And of course, follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing and share and post on your page that people might not see otherwise.
Yeah.
Promise, we'll talk again real soon. Thanks so much for everything, and say hi to the team over there for us.
Sounds good.
And thank you all for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.